The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Smartcast. You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is Mint Light Morning Shot, and I am Shohini Sen. Good morning. Here's a roundup of the news you can use before you start your day. The center has set up a committee to suggest reforms in criminal laws and sought suggestions from state governments, courts and bar councils. Rajya Sabha was informed on Wednesday. Union Minister of State for Home, G. Kishan Reddy, said the committee set up to suggest reforms in the criminal laws is headed by the Vice Chancellor of the National Law University, Delhi. The ministry has also sought suggestions from the states, union territories, Supreme Court, high courts, bar councils and various universities and law institutes on comprehensive amendments in criminal law. Singapore passed legislation that will allow the government to use COVID-19 tracing data in certain criminal investigations, formalizing legal powers that had sparked unusual controversy. The government introduced its Trace Together technology last year during the early months of the pandemic, promising the data collected would be used only for coronavirus containment. Then, in January, Singapore disclosed the app's data had been tapped for a murder investigation and said it planned legislation to support such efforts, reports Bloomberg. The measure allows access to contact tracing data under seven categories of serious crime, including murder, rape, and drug trafficking. It also covers other contact tracing systems like Safe Entry, which provides a record of people who enter and exit venues. The changes are expected to come into force in the middle of February. United States House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy met with Marjorie Taylor Greene as Republicans wrestled over how to handle a bipartisan outcry over her endorsement of outlandish conspiracy theories and of violent racist views. Aides to McCarthy and Greene offered no immediate comment about their meeting. Their session came as the GOP faced unrest from opposing ends of the party spectrum over Greene and Republican Liz Cheney, whom far-right lawmakers want to oust from her leadership post after she voted to impeach President Donald Trump. The strife underscores Republican fissures as the party seeks a path forward 2 weeks after Trump left office. House Republicans are effectively deciding whether to prioritize the former president's norm-shattering behavior and conspiracy theories and retain the loyalty of his voters over more establishment conservative values. Italy's president is expected to ask Mario Draghi, the former European Central Bank chief, credited with saving the euro, to try to lead Italy through the coronavirus pandemic after last-ditch talks among squabbling politicians failed to produce a viable new coalition. Draghi's name has emerged as a potential premier in recent weeks as political turmoil combines with a health and economic emergencies. But it is not clear which parties in Italy's deeply fractured parliament would support an administration he would head. Italy's bonds rallied, sending the 10-year yield to a two-week low at 0.58% and narrowing the premium over its German counterpart 7 basis points to 107, the lowest since January 12th in Rome. Futures on the benchmark FTSE MIB index jumped 2.7%. Russian court jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, ignoring the West in a ruling the opposition politician blamed on President Vladimir Putin's personal hatred and fear of him. The Moscow court handed Navalny a 3.5-year sentence, but his lawyer said the anti-corruption blogger would actually serve 2 years and 8 months in jail because of time already spent under house arrest. His lawyer said they would appeal. The decision, which followed nationwide protests calling for Navalny's release, will further strain relations with the West, which is considering imposing sanctions on Russia over its handling of the case. The United States, Britain, Germany, and the EU urged Moscow to immediately free Navalny, with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken saying Washington would coordinate closely with allies to hold Russia accountable. Russia has suggested that Navalny is a CIA asset and has told the West to stay out of its domestic affairs. Nearly 11,000 Hong Kongers moved to Taiwan in 2020, almost double the number of a year earlier, after Beijing imposed a sweeping security law on the city, reports AFP. Democratic Taiwan has long attracted Hong Kong people seeking an alternative to their city's frenetic pace and sky-high rents. But a new security law has accelerated an exodus, and the number of Hong Kongers granted short-term residency soared to 10,813, according to Taiwan's National Immigration Agency. Taiwan's Liberty Times newspaper quoted unnamed sources as saying the number of arrivals would have been higher if not for coronavirus border restrictions. Taiwan does not have an asylum or refugee law, nor does it accept refugee applications, fearful of a potential influx from the authoritarian mainland. Hong Kongers can, however, apply to live on the island through other channels, including investment visas. You're listening to Mint Light Morning Shot with Shohini Sen. You can reach out to me on Twitter at Shohini Sen or on Facebook and Instagram at HD Smartcast. And to listen to more such podcasts, do log on to hdsmartcast.com.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.